Stand with me as we sing our opening hymn, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Stand with me as we sing. To kneel as we come to the Lord in prayer. We'll sing our prayer song, Hear Our Prayer, Our Lord.
Father, it is good to come into your presence during this season of year. We think, Father, of Jesus, your gift to this world. And Father, we open our hearts and our lives to worship him this morning. As we do so, Father, we come to place the cares and the burdens that have come into our lives before you, Father, that you will pick them up. We come, Father, with the complexities of life, the uncertainties of life. We come seeking, Father, that peace that flows from your throne of grace. We come seeking, Father, that forgiveness wherein we've sinned against you and one another. We come seeking, Father, with the full assurance that as we do so, you will fill our hearts with the peace and joy that comes from you. So, Father, we ask that you will accept our worship. We ask that you will fill our lives with your presence, that you will bless us with your peace and your joy today as we do so. We ask through Jesus' precious name. Amen.
The offering this morning is designated for Adventist Community Services, which includes such services that are provided around the world during natural disasters, as well as for the world budget. We have churches all over the world who are much less fortunate than we are here in the Santa Clarita Seventh-day Adventist Church. And we ask that as you think about your giving this morning, that you will think about the World Church, about Adventist Community Services, as well as your tithes that belong to God and your offerings. As the deacons and deaconesses wait upon you this morning, let's bow our heads for prayer. Our dear Father God, we thank you for the beauty of this day, for the beauty of this place, and for the beauty of each and every person that has come to worship you today. We ask you to be with us as we learn more about your love through the gift of your son as a baby. As the boys and girls present their story today, we ask you to open up our hearts and our minds so that you can touch us and come closer to us. We thank you for this offering this morning. Multiply it, use it in the way that you see most important. And we thank you for all of these many things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Okay, as our bell ringers are getting into position, I want to ask our Sabbath School Kid singers to come on up and take their spots. And we are presenting the Good News Flash, a different take on the Christmas story, and I hope you'll enjoy it.
Francine, Joyce, Connie, come in here. There's a story breaking. I can feel it in my bones.
Sure, there's a story. Bethlehem is packed to overflowing with the ancestors of David coming here to pay taxes and be counted.
Yeah, the roads are congested. Donkeys, camels, walkers. It's tough to find a parking spot.
That's not all that's tough to find. I saw no vacancy signs in every inn window. I'm glad I'm a permanent resident of Bethlehem and not a traveler. I bet some folks are going to find themselves out in the cold. They'll wish they had called for reservation.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. Those are all big news, sure, but I'm convinced there's really big news out there. I just got a hunch, and I need you guys to go out and see if my hunch is correct. Now get going.
But where?
Well, everywhere. Francine, you go out in the fields and ask the shepherds if they've seen anything funny or unusual in the last 24 hours. And Joyce, you go to the local inns. Interview the innkeepers. They're always up on the latest events, you know. And Connie, you start poking around the town. Check the houses, the marketplace, even the stables. Talk to some strangers in town. And do it now. Do it now. My hunches usually pan out. I feel like there's a story out there, and I want to see it on page one of the Bethlehem Times, not before I see it in the Tribune.
Man, I always get the agribusiness assignments. Check with the shepherds. What good will that do? We all know that they were busy watching over their flocks by night. Hey, you! Yeah, you! I'm Francine from the Bethlehem Times, and I wondered if I could ask you a few questions. Hey, don't be afraid!
Well, that's not the first time I've heard that in the last 24 hours.
What do you mean?
You won't believe what happened last night.
Sure I will. Try me.
When an angel while we were out here watching over flocks by night.
That figures.
When an angel of the Lord appeared to us and the glory of the Lord was shining all around us and we were really afraid.
You're kidding.
See, I told you she wouldn't believe it.
No. Please go on. I want to get this all down.
Well, I wrote it all down in my sheep herder's log so I wouldn't forget.
Anyway, we were afraid, and then the angel said, "The Savior, who is Christ the Lord, is born in the city of David." The angel said we would find the baby wrapped up and lying in a manger. And then, all of a sudden, there were so many angels who praised and give glory to God.
Wow, the chief was right. Did you go to the manger? Can you take me there?
We had a star to guide us, but I think we could remember the way. We'll take you.
Street detail? I'll ever get the street detail. This door stuff is for the birds.
Man, I didn't realize there were so many inns in Bethlehem. So far, all of them are full. So far, I'm drawing a big zero. Well, here's my last one. I'll see if this innkeeper does anything.
There's no room. Didn't you see the no vacancy sign in the window? The salesman told me that the flashing lights would do the trick. But you didn't even see it. 20 denarii down the drain.
Yes, sir. No, sir. I mean, I did see your sign. I'm Joyce from the Bethlehem Times, and I was wondering if I could ask you a few questions.
Oh, really? Did you bring a photographer? Are you running an article on quality inns? Would you like my picture by the mantel or the registration desk?
No, I just wondered if you noticed anything unusual last night.
Well, now that you mention it, last night was not your typical evening. There were so many people in Bethlehem, while I was turning them away right and left, telling them, next time, call for a reservation. I probably turned away 20 people before I was full. Oh yeah, and then there was that one young couple. She was great with child. Sweet young lady, real sweet.
Yes, what about them?
Oh, you know, I let them go to the stable. I'm not an ogre, you know. Hey, stay on that walk! Anyway, I told them they could stay in the stable, just outside the inn. I guess they did. And that wasn't all. There was a real ruckus late last night. Well, not really a ruckus, I guess. It was actually a beautiful sound, like angels singing. And then there was some unbelievable bright light, too. Now I remember. I woke up and my whole room was as light as noonday.
Thank you, thank you. I'll just head over and see if the young couple saw the lights and heard the noises. Wow. Angels singing, bright lights? I think maybe I hit on something.
Thank you.
very funny feeling the 200 right.
Me too!
I sure hope so, because this is the last stop on my street beat. You are right. This is no ordinary baby.
Yeah. When I knelt by the manger, it was as though I was in a royal palace.
What an experience.
Yeah, like the angels told the shepherds, a Savior has been born who is Christ the Lord.
I'll never be the same.
Let's get back and tell the chief. This is a great story. He should run it on page one.
This is the greatest story ever told.
Concludes our performance, kids. If you would like to join me in the back of the church and we can change our costumes, and church family, I invite you to come up for our children's ministry offering, a tree offering at this time.
Our scripture reading is Romans 15:13. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.